professional and superior. Words not usually associated with Radio Chaser. Until now. Radio Chaser is brought to you by Irwin Tools, at the forefront of the industry, creating superior tools for the professional tradesman. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
Sydney. It's the greatest city in the world, except for the M4 and the M5 and the M5 East. It's a city that you can't help but love. I mean, Parramatta Road at Concord is a bit of a nightmare, and Narellan Road is always backed up. And don't get me started on Pennon Hills Road, Windsor Road, James Roos Drive, or Cleveland Street. And the less said about George Street, the better. But whether you're stuck in traffic in Bondi, Bella Vista, or Blakehurst, or simply stuck at home because you can't...
Yes, welcome to the show, which is presented by Irwin Tools. I cut off the opener by accident, but thank you very much, Irwin Tools, for giving us money to do the show. We appreciate it. Charles Firth is here. Andrew Hanson is here. My name... is Dom Knight.
Dommy. Maybe Dommy. We should get an Irwin tool to fix your panelling.
Yeah, nothing would. No matter how good Irwin tools are, nothing could fix Dommy's panelling.
It hasn't been the best.
You cut off their holiday brain
a little bit.
Dom, where's your gratitude? Irwin Tools, they're the sponsor who've gotten on board to plug Radio Chaser with their fabulous tools, and you cut off their promo as if you had an Irwin Tools saw in your hand.
They're very kind people. I mean, they're the people you want. If you want to get the job done right, which I think I need, Irwin Tools are the people.
Yes. Well, you won't have a job to do, I reckon.
What if you want to get it done really badly like you do?
Maybe I should have Dom Tools, the cheap and crap alternative to Irwin Tools. If you don't want professional-grade hand tools for trade professionals who demand superior performance and durability, what you do is you get the Dom tools.
Yeah.
Mm. I wonder if I could get Irwin Tools to, like, sell me the tools that don't pass their rigorous quality testing cheaply.
Yeah.
That might be the way to go. Lots of things to talk about on the show, guys, coming up. A huge outrage in North Narrabri, and we'll get to that. A lot of locals really upset that a crew's been making an exciting TV series. Have you ever seen... a TV series being made in your streets? I would have thought you'd be excited by that, Charles.
Oh, yeah. No, I once lived in New York, and basically the entire time somebody was making, you know, an NYPD SVU outside your unit. And then you go, this is incredible. It's like living in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, you just always sort of think. And then you realise, oh, no, wait a minute. That's actually just people committing crimes.
It's funny to say, because I grew up in Pennant Hills, and they were often making episodes of The Walking Dead.
It's all coming out right here on Radio Chaser. Let's talk about Narrabeen. Andrew, you've been following this story. It was actually the top story on the Herald earlier today. A few upset residents, and I'll tell you what, the repercussions of this.
Well, look, as it should be the top story. I mean, this is huge news. This is an absolute outrage. I mean, this is a sort of, you wouldn't expect this in the third world. Residents of North Narrabeen are complaining bitterly because a US TV drama is shooting in their streets. Mm. And the reason for that is because the streets resemble really nice parts of California.
So when you say shooting, you don't mean guns, because I'd be upset. If they're firing guns, sure, you'd get angry, but just making a TV show?
No, they're filming a TV show, and they're using these lovely leafy streets. And now, you know, we've got some quotations from some of the locals, for instance. Mm. She said, they had their vans parked across our driveway. We couldn't get our cars in or out. I mean, you know, my heart, this is appalling for these people. I mean, my heart is breaking. You know, they said, if you want to get out, ring us and tell us that you're leaving.
No.
These poor people.
The inconvenience is palpable. I mean, the van would have been right there with someone to drive it out of the way. That would have taken 2 minutes.
Oh, Andrew, Andrew, can I just point out that Narrabeen is also the place that, remember there was that big storm a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah.
And the residents who were on the beachfront... complained about how the waves eroded the wall.
Yeah.
and so they bought a beachfront houses for like millions of dollars. And then they went, there's too many waves. We can't have waves.
No one told us about the erosion.
Look, I mean, forget the Rohingya refugees, you know. Yeah. And there are lights. The other thing is there are film lights, right? And these lights stay on until 8 p.m.
Oh, no, I mean, that's disgusting.
That's 4 hours past the bedtime of most North Narrabeen residents. I mean, this is appalling. And it's actually so bad that BBC reporter Stephen Watson has flown in to deliver a heartbreaking report on this dreadful situation.
As homelessness rises, farmers battle their worst drought in 100 years, and a refugee boat sinks off the coast of Cyprus, an even worse crisis is unfolding right here.
I've lived in North Narrabeen all my life,
And now I've lost everything.
On this suburban street, a TV film crew is doing the unthinkable. Filming TV.
There are lights, there are cameras. Sometimes there's even action.
The Sony drama series Reckoning has targeted this defenceless community for one devastating reason.
I'm told that it's because the story is set in a gorgeous, peaceful, leafy street.
Of all the idyllic streets that are the envy of the entire world, why ours?
Terrorised by the presence of actors, gaffers and ruthless script coordinators, these North Narrabeen natives can only cower inside their enormous houses, the median price of which is a mere $1,452,000.
I mean, I wouldn't mind so much if it was a programme I liked, such as Antiques Roadshow.
With no end in sight to the filming, except for when it ends in a few weeks' time, there is only one hope of escape.
We're applying for refugee status. We shall flee to one of our nearby world-class beaches with their cafes and their excellent facilities.
This is Stephen Watson in North Narrabeen for BBC.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Let's talk about what's making news in Sydney.
Newsy, newsy, newsy news. And current affairs.
Guys, I've got some shocking news. Charles and Andrew, this is going to upset you perhaps more than any news I've shared with you in this segment so far
this year.
Brace, hold on. Are you holding onto the desk? Yep, you are. All right, here we go.
Yes, yes.
Guys, Salim Mahaja, he's leaving the country. He's leaving Australia to pursue what he calls dream challenges.
He's got some dream challenges. He does. So he's out of the clink.
Well, we must have missed that. It must have happened while we were on holidays, I think, thinking about things other than Mahaja. I thought he was still on the inside, but no, he's not only out of jail, but apparently able to leave the country.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Obviously, I remember the last time he left the country, he declared that he was going off to Hollywood to make it big in Hollywood.
Mm.
And then he sort of came back a few weeks later and went to jail. So I wonder what wonderful dream challenges he's got lined up this time.
Well, that's the thing about dreams, is that they generally don't happen. So in that sense...
Where is he headed? Is it Norfolk Island?
Yeah. Yeah, a different penal... He hasn't been transported, has he? Like
he's probably like a convict. Being transported to New Zealand.
That's true, yeah. Or maybe there's some sort of deal that Trump's cut with Turnbull. And, they've taken our refugees, but they've got to take Salim Mahaja.
Nobody would agree to that deal. Oh my goodness! Imagine the marble staircases you'd have to build. No country could afford to have Salim Mahaja there. My goodness!
I know how upset you are, guys. But the good news is, on his Instagram post, he also put, "I'll be back." That's not the right thing. That's the one.
So
there we go.
Music.
I got this segment confused yesterday.
I know, it's difficult, isn't it? Now look. Great news, though, in terms of tourists coming here. You know that weird ad that they did, Crocodile Dundee 2, with Danny McBride, the American actor, playing the Paul Dundee role, pretending to be the son of Mick Dundee? Apparently that has actually worked. Can you believe it?
Oh,
we've
got
record tourist numbers.
I can totally believe that. That was a brilliant ad.
I loved that. And it made me want the movie, you know. And then I was sort of disappointed to hear that Paul Hogan is making a new movie, and it's not going to be that. It's going to be some other kind of movie. We don't want other kinds of movies, Paul Hogan. You're not allowed to do other kinds. You have to.
We want an extended ad as a movie. That's what most ads are nowadays.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Yeah.
Well, that was the genius of the ad, was that it didn't have a lot of Paul Hogan in it. It had the Hemsworths and Hugh Jackman and Margot Robbie and the people that people actually heard of.
I love Paul Hogan. I love Paul Hogan. I'm glad. So it's worked. So we got tourists. They're visiting Australia, are they? Where are they from?
Yeah, heaps of tourists. A lot of them from China, a lot from America. So 42 billion of extra tourists have come in.
Yeah, 42 billion extra tourists.
dollars worth.
No, 42 billion tourists is quite a lot. That would almost outweigh the noise that Salim Mahaja makes.
So music.
Trade it in.
Now, the final thing. You know how in London they have recreated the Shakespearean Globe Theatre on the banks of the Thames? It's a beautiful building. I've been there. It's an outdoor theatre. It's like it was in Shakespeare's time. Well, if you go to Moore Park for the next few months, they've done the same thing in Sydney.
We've got a Globe Theatre.
A Globe Theatre. It's not quite the same because it's been made out of scaffolding. But there's an academic quoted in the paper today saying, this is my dream. I'm so excited. It's just like Shakespeare's time, except if you imagine it's just crappy scaffolding.
You know what they should do? Because it's in Moore Park, what they should do is they should not make it look like a globe. They should make it look like a white elephant so that it fits in.
Yeah, well, who knows? This might end up being the closest the Berejiklian government comes to building that new stadium.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you know, as long as I can go and, you know, buy a spring-loaded mattress from this Globe Theatre, I'll be happy. It'll fit in nicely in Moore Park.
Yes, and a new segment on the way. The very, very special headlines of the Daily Mail we're going to bring to you. They're about 100 words long and they're all about celebrities taking their clothes off. Cat's pajamas or cat's piss coming up too. And Charles, you're going to bring us a very special pair of underpants coming up in the show.
Definitely. But big news out of Macquarie Street today. You know Westconnex, that big road that keeps destroying suburbs all around the inner west?
Mm.
Yeah. And they've spent $17 billion destroying all these different suburbs.
It's not easy to ruin Newtown.
Anyway, it turns out the government's having a little bit of trouble offloading this road. They want to sell off this road.
Mm.
To private investors so that they can make all the money out of the toll, right?
There isn't Transurban, that massive company that owns probably most of the toll roads in the state. Aren't they wanting to buy it?
That's right. And this is the problem. Apparently, they already own too many roads. So the federal government has said, you can't own all the roads.
Too many roads? You can never have too many roads. It's wonderful to have a collection of roads. They're a road collector.
What I want to know is who actually runs? I reckon Mr. Smithers must run Transurban, because who wakes up in the morning and goes, you know what I want to do? I want to own all the roads.
You mean Mr. Burns? Get your Simpsons references in order.
I was very confused by that. This is being a weird show, isn't it? Anyway, look, this is a huge thing, though, because, I mean, this is what we do in Sydney. We build things and then sell them off straight away.
And then sell them off and then get our Simpsons references wrong.
So, but the whole point is the New South Wales government has had to sort of roll out a bit of a radio ad campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Just to try and sell off this bloody road.
Are you an investor with billions to blow on a toll road? Why not buy Westconnex from the New South Wales government? Westconnex is Sydney's exciting new road that's slightly less late and over budget than the light rail. Invest in Sydney's latest dud project from the people who brought you the Cross City Tunnel and the monorail. Watch as Sydney's drivers do rat runs around your shiny new toll road. Make new friends as you chat with locals about how you're ruining their suburb. Buy Westconnex today. It's the only thing we've got left to sell.
Authorised by someone speaking this fast because I got stuck in Sydney traffic and I'm running incredibly late.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Look, we keep talking about the Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin meeting in Helsinki. All these details keep filtering through. Russia actually came out and said, we're very pleased with the agreement that we made with Donald Trump. And people are confused by this because no one knew about it. No one knew there was an agreement. He didn't have any of his team in there, Trump. Just an interpreter. And Putin and Putin's interpreter. So no one knows what was agreed. And given Trump's memory, it's possible he doesn't know what was agreed. Mm. Fortunately, though, we've managed to track down the definitive lists of facts about everything that was agreed in that little room in Helsinki.
Fact that's amazing.
Yeah, so they agreed that free Wi-Fi in shopping centres is usually very unreliable.
Great big fact.
Trump has promised Putin that his next Eastern European model wife will be a beautiful Russian woman who may or may not be a spy.
So very factual.
The agreement said, we agree to be BFFs, always LOL together, and shower in lots of PP.
Very facty.
They also agreed that Bon Jovi peaked with their Slippery When Wet album.
Absolutely a fact.
I can see why Trump would be into that. Vladimir Putin promised Donald Trump that he would not hack the next American election, although he later said that he misspoke and that he definitely would.
Facty McFactface.
The agreement said, we agree that we would destroy the world. Oops, I misspoke. I mean, we wouldn't destroy the world.
Definitely a fact.
They both agreed that it's okay to let your children see you cry.
Extremely factual.
Yes, Vladimir Putin.
That's got very weird.
Trying to understand what he meant by that. Anyway, look, Vladimir Putin promised that he would give Donald Trump a special present, the famous waterfall in the foyer of Trump Tower in New York. From now on, that's going to be filled exclusively with the way you're frosted front. You know what I'm going to say.
Great big fact.
Special waterfall, guys. They get on so well.
They said, we agree that Elon Musk has become pretty annoying lately.
Great big fact.
I'm tempted to not say my last one, but they agreed that a Big Mac is better than a Whopper.
Huh?
Facty McFactface.
Why don't you like my one?
I don't understand.
I was confused.
Why would Trump and Putin agree on that?
This show's going so well. Does Donald Trump
I thought that we agreed before this segment that we were going to have, that it wasn't going to be fact, it was going to be agreed.
It was. I don't know why Domi's playing fact. The whole segment's gone.
This is a terrible.
Andrew, can you take us out? What's the final thing they agreed
on? They agreed that this segment didn't really work.
Absolutely a fact.
Triple M Radio Chaser here. Time for a brand new segment, lovingly crafted by Mr. Andrew Hansen.
You've got Daily Mail.
Yes, this is the segment where I challenge you, Dom and Charles, to match the celebrity to the Daily Mail headline. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a headline action from the Daily Mail. You have to fill in the blank celebrity. All right, let's go. Number one, blank is frustrated by jealous and possessive boyfriend Eunice Benjima after slamming her for a booty snap. Is the celebrity Nicki Minaj? Is it Kourtney Kardashian? Or Dame Maggie Smith?
It's got to be Dame Maggie Smith, doesn't it?
Well, no. It's got to be
Eunice Benjima.
Come on.
Can you explain who the person is? I'm going to go Nicki Minaj.
That's up to you.
I'm going to go Nicki Minaj just because I think we've had enough Kardashians. I think you don't know who Nicki Minaj is, and you do know who the Kardashian is. So therefore, I think it is Nicki Minaj.
Oh, dummy, you should have. Come on. I was giving you an easy one to start with. Of course, it's a Kardashian. It's Kourtney Kardashian.
Damn it.
Kourtney spelt with a K, just like the word classy is. who is Eunice Benjima? Well,
who is Eunice? Yeah.
Somebody who the Daily Mail thinks that we all know who they are.
We're not in the right demographic.
They don't feel the need to explain.
Is it a man or a woman?
Well, look, apparently, no, he's a boyfriend. He's a 25-year-old boyfriend who goes out with 39-year-old Kourtney Kardashian. Wow. And she posted this photo of her bum, apparently. Mm. And according to sources, he's not very happy about that. All right. Now,
you've got Daily Mail.
Here's your next Daily Mail that you've got. Blank covers up her baby bump as she leaves lunch with ex-husband Mike Comrie and son. And I'm sure you know, I don't want to give it away, you know, but and son Luca. All right, is it Hilary Duff?
Sorry, say that again. And son Luca.
Son Luca. It's always about a celebrity's woman's body parts.
Mm, yeah. And her son Luca. So who is that? Is that Hilary Duff? Is it Miley Cyrus, Jacinta Campbell, or Robert De Niro? Who's got the baby bump and used to be married to the famous Miley?
It's not Miley.
It's not going to be Miley because Miley's gay, isn't she?
No, she dates a Hemsworth, you idiot.
What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry, that was 5 seconds ago.
You're so bad at Daily Mail.
I'm terrible at Daily Mail.
I think they'd report Jacinta, but I don't know if Jacinta's got an
ex. So, Dom, you're going for Jacinta, Charles?
No, the first. I'm going for the one who isn't Jacinta. Who was the first one?
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff. I think it's Hilary Duff.
Dommy, you are correct. Hey! Play a correct noise. It's Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff is up the Duff. Why did
they
not use that in the headline? That is a much better headline.
I can't believe they didn't use up the Duff. Maybe they would have been sued, you know. It's a baby bump, I guess. All right, let's take it out with this one. All right, blank. This is Daily Mail peak. Blank strips completely topless and puts on a very X-rated display with toy boy Chris Boyson during waterfall visit in Thailand.
I feel so old.
Come on. Who would have put it on a very X-rated display? Not just X-rated, not one of those mild X-rated displays. Was it Katie Price? Was it Katy Perry? Was it Katie Holmes? Or was it Steve Price?
It's got to be Katie Price because all the other Katies have class.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah. I don't know how you knew that, but it's Katie Price, whoever she is.
Andrew, thank you very much. I feel like I've read the whole of the Daily Mail website and also I feel extremely unclean.
It's all you need to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, the future is here, everyone.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, finally. God, about time.
Now, you might think, what is it? You know, space travel for all or clean energy for all.
Yeah.
No. The future is fart filtering underpants.
That's great news.
A British company called Shreddies has worked out that how this is honestly true, how to line your underpants with carbon, and it makes the farts go, well, it, when you fart, you don't hear any of the sound.
This program is just breaking news and breaking wind at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You don't hear the sound. It's soundproof. Yeah. Are you serious?
I know. And just listen to what it's like.
Hi, I'd like to buy a pair of your fart-filtering underwear.
Certainly, madam. May I ask why?
Well, it's a bit embarrassing, really.
Go on. I can't imagine why.
Well, I keep farting.
You don't say. Well, why don't you try these ones? They filter all forms of farts, including sharts, bottom bullets, and anal explosions.
Perfect. I'll take the pink ones.
Oh, madam! Oh, you've gone. I should probably have mentioned that it stores up the farts and then releases them all at once when you take the underwear off.
Later that night.
Hi, darling.
Hello, love.
Shall we have a good time together?
Sure.
I'll just take off my new underpants.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, what the blazes is it? Oh, my goodness me.
Oh, William, no! Oh, this is not a good look for the Duchess of Cambridge.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Cat's pyjamas or
cat's piss?
Look, this is an interesting one from the Mirror today, where I get most of these stories, guys. The headline is, Woman's creepy Tinder bio request have people worried for the men that she dates. I'm going to explain why. Would you swipe right on a profile on Tinder that said this? I'm looking for a lifetime partner who is hardworking, humble, healthy, and trustworthy. He must have both lungs and kidneys, heart in good shape, non-smoker, and occasional drinker is fine, and must not take any substance that could damage the liver.
So, essentially, she's wanting to harvest your organs.
That's what people are thinking about. But the photo is of a very attractive woman.
Is she Yakuza, by any chance? Yeah.
Also, her profession is listed as registered nurse, so you can't say you're not
That's cat's pyjamas.
She'll get the best price.
That's fantastic. Look, either that or she's just had terrible luck in the past dating people who had no kidneys, and it was just a mess.
So you're both you're both a yes.
Yeah, cat's pyjamas. She's wonderful. Oh, but very exciting.
You want a relationship to be a bit dangerous.
You want a sense of threat.
Yeah, the thrill of, you know, maybe tonight will be my last night on earth. Maybe I'll wake up without any lungs.
That's right. Oh, my goodness, yes. Get your liver off.
Yeah, when she says, here, have a bath with me, it's an ice bath.
I guess it's an argument against euthanasia, isn't it? If a doctor is skilled at, you know, delivering the final. Would you date a hangman or an executioner, I wonder?
Yeah, well, again, you know, the risk is wonderful. You know, yeah, tie me up. Tie me up by the neck.
Frisk on the excitement. All right.
Another podcast done with Radio Chaser. We didn't even have to use our lawyers. Yet. The tools you need to get the job done right the first time, go with Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.